The best season of the year is here, finally. Baseball season. Baseball's only a game, of course, but it's a game that can be very serious business to the young people who play it. I once was one of them, playing in the 1940s and 50s on some of the many semi-professional teams that were common in San Francisco, as in many other cities. I played, too, on teams in semi-pro leagues in Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Canada. We were true believers, all of us players, for there are no heretics in baseball. We accept it without question that the game must be governed by the mystical number of three and its multiples. Three strikes and you're out. Three outs per inning. Nine players per side. Nine innings per game. 60 feet 6 inches from pitcher's mound to home plate. 90 feet between bases. It was that way because there was no other possible way for it to be, the way it had been since the rules were laid down in the 19th century. There are unquestioned patterns of behavior as well as rules to guide us. In the field, we spat on the ground and into our gloves between pitches, rubbing the saliva deep into the leather of the pocket as we earnestly shouted encouraging words to the pitcher. Get him out, Mick. Home, babe. You can do it. Standing out in the field, we learned our importance. We were part of a team, sure, but each of us stood apart, alone. Each of us had a unique position, a unique role to fill. When the ball was hit, only one of us would reach it, and that player would be the center of attention. Whatever happened next would be solely his doing. It was the same when your team was at bat, in that tense, electric moment before the ball was hit, and attention shifted from batter to fielder. You stood alone at home plate, waiting for the pitch, the entire team relying on what you would do. There was no faking and no hiding. You did what you did in public. And those umpires we argued with, the argument was just baseball ritual. We knew a pitch was not a strike or a ball because it crossed or didn't cross home plate at a point delineated in the rule book. It was a strike or a ball because the umpire said it was a strike or a ball. We learned those things and lots more. But we, of course, thought we were only learning baseball. With a perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.